This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon, and we're going to take a closer look now at yesterday's unemployment report. The official unemployment rate fell in October, but just slightly, from 9.1% to 9%. Business growth was modest, but state and local governments continued to shed jobs. We're joined now by NPR's business correspondent, Yuki Noguchi. Yuki, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Would you put the headline, good news or bad news, on this?
Well, to paraphrase one analyst, it's neither cause to celebrate nor to disappoint. The good news part of this is that businesses are hiring. Things are not moving backward. And actually in better numbers than what we had initially thought for August and September. And in general, the numbers are sort of trending the right way. The number of long-term unemployed is actually down in October, and so are the number of people who are looking for more work. But in the larger context of what's going on in the labor market, these are very minor changes. The number of people on business and government payroll increased by 80,000 in October. If you think about it, the number of people who are unemployed or looking for more work is 200 times that. So it's a fairly minor change.
Enough of a change to begin to suggest a trend?
Well, it's hard to say what's going to come up in the next couple of months. A lot of that will depend on whether there are additional outside shocks. I mean, you're looking at Europe, which is still grappling with its debt problems without a clear resolution at this point. And, you know, you've got things like the Congressional Super Committee that are trying to come up with ways to cut the deficit. And these are all sort of uncertainties that make employers hang back and not hire. And then this week, you also saw the Federal Reserve revised downward its anticipated economic growth forecast. So now it's saying that the unemployment level will remain above 8% into 2013. So that's certainly not a sign that we're going to come out of this anytime soon.
What are the chances that a really solid season of holiday spending can have an impact on the economy?
Well, you know, spending is very important, and it drives two-thirds of all of economic growth. So that could create a reason for businesses to hire. But in order to do that, the spending would actually have to stick. In other words, it couldn't just sort of come and then pull back. It would have to continue to grow for businesses to hire beyond the seasonal hiring that you talked about around the holidays. Although recently you've seen consumer spending increase a bit, consumer confidence remains very, very low.
And let me ask you about some of the political implications about the Labor Department unemployment report. President Obama has been trying to get his American Jobs Act passed by Congress. The bill failed again in the Senate this week.
So politically, the question is, does this report advance President Obama's case for the American Jobs Act? And he certainly hopes that's the case. Here's a clip of him speaking yesterday at the G20 summit in Cannes, France.
Yeah, my hope is that the folks back home, including those in the United States Senate and the House of Representatives, when they look at today's job numbers, which were positive, but indicate once again that the economy is growing way too slow, that they think twice before they vote no again on the only proposal out there right now that independent economists say would actually make a dent in unemployment right now.
But Republicans dismiss the proposal as just another stimulus and one that probably won't work. And they also object to the proposed increase in taxes for the very wealthy that is part of the proposal to pay for it.
Republicans, as a generalization, believe that would discourage hiring.
Correct.
NPR's Yuki Noguchi, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.